Good afternoon. This is your conference operator. Thank you for joining Acosta Verde's second quarter 2024 earnings call. Following the speaker's remarks, we will open the session for questions. If you'd like to ask your question during this time, please press star one on your telephone keypad, and to withdraw your question, press star two. Please note that this conference is being recorded and will be available for replay at www.grupoav.com. It is now my pleasure to hand the call over to Mr. Edgar Maldonado, Chief Financial Officer of Grupo Acosta Verde. Mr. Maldonado, you have the floor.
Thank you, operator, and good afternoon, everyone. We appreciate your presence today as we go over Acosta Verde's consolidated results for the second quarter 2024. Joining me on today's call are a few members of our executive team, including Jesús Acosta Castellanos, our CEO, and Hernán Treviño de Vega, our General Counsel and Operations Director. We released our quarterly report yesterday and hope you had opportunity to review it. All our reports are available on our website via investor section. We encourage you to explore this information to gain a deeper understanding of our performance. If you wish to receive future updates and distributions, please do not hesitate to contact us at inversionistas@grupoav.com. We are committed to keeping you informed and appreciate your interest in Acosta Verde. Before we proceed, I must remind everyone that during this conference call, we may mention metrics and adjustments that are not defined by IFRS, so they do not represent a financial analysis of the results in accordance with IFRS, and will be mentioned only to measure the operating performance of the company. If it's possible that certain future statements or subjective analysis are made during the call, as well as statements that may involve some risk and uncertainty. These expectations, beliefs, and projections are expressed in a good faith basis and with the understanding that the management team considers that there is reasonable support for them. However, we cannot assure that such expectations and projections will materialize. Therefore, the actual results could materially differ from what is expressed or indicated by way of future estimates. We encourage you to review our financial statements and quarterly report, where you can find a more detailed description of the company's risk and operational performance. Following the prepared remarks, we will open the call for questions. I would like to turn the call over to Jesús Acosta.
Thank you, Edgar. I warmly welcome you to Acosta Verde's quarterly report for June 2024. During this second quarter, we continued to see the results of our commercial efforts, with our NOI and EBITDA showing sustained growth. In April 2024, we proudly inaugurated our latest project, Plaza Sendero Ensenada, located in Ensenada, Baja California Norte. The opening on April 3rd was met with enthusiastic acceptance from both our customers and our visitors. This project is the result of the hard work and dedication of our team and commercial partners. Currently, over 95% of the leasable areas is commercialized, ensuring a diverse range of stores and services that meet the various needs and preference of our customers. The successful opening of Plaza Sendero Ensenada not only enhances our portfolio, but also strengthens our presence in the region. In terms of sustainability, we continue to advance our environmental, social, and governance commitments. In May, we published the integrated annual report corresponding to the year 2023. This year, for the first time, we incorporate our financial results into a report following the integrated reporting framework. Our report was prepared considering the main international ESG disclosure frameworks, underscoring our commitment to transparency and corporate responsibility. Building on our commitment to sustainability and corporate responsibility, our operational performance has also seen positive developments. From April to June, we observed an increase in the occupancy rates of our shopping centers and a rise in visitor traffic. This growth can be attributed mainly to two factors: the release of blockbuster movies in theaters and the diverse events held in our plazas. We are pleased to share that our shopping center hosts several events, including Send the Kids, A Gift with Mother, That 360 Grades, and others to commemorate Children's Day, Mother's Day, and Father's Day, respectively. These events have proven to be highly popular and have significantly contributed to the increase in foot traffic. Our strategic approach focused on continuously enhancing the visitor experience by introducing exciting new retail options and improving facility management. We believe these efforts will not only sustain but also expand our loyal customer base, ensuring long-term success for our company. We remain committed by strengthening our financial position through prudent management and strategic initiatives. By optimizing the operations of our shopping centers, we ensure they function at their highest potential. Furthermore, we are dedicated to offer a family-friendly, safe, clean, and commercially diverse environment in our Sendero shopping centers. This commitment is key to maintaining the high level of customer satisfaction and preference that we have cultivated over the years. Now, let's move into the specifics of our performance. I am pleased to turn the floor over to Hernán Treviño, who will offer detailed insights in our operational metrics.
Thank you, Jesús. At the end of the second quarter of 2024, La Costa Verde had a portfolio of 18 shopping centers in 9 Mexican states, totaling 468,000 square meters of GLA. This shows a 6% growth in GLA compared to the same time in 2023, with the increase mainly due to the inclusion of Sendero Ensenada. The occupancy rate increased 1.4 percentage points from 93.8% at the second quarter of 2023 to 95.2% at the second quarter of 2024. In the second quarter, our shopping centers welcomed around 27.4 million visitors, showing a 0.4% rise from the same quarter in the previous year. Looking at the total numbers during the first 6 months of this year, the total visitor count reached 52.5 million, marking a 4% increase from the same period in 2023. In the second quarter of 2024, approximately 6 million visitor vehicles parked in our lots, marking a 2% decrease compared to the same period in 2023, when 6.1 million vehicles were recorded. In total, during the six-month period, 11.5 million vehicles were received at Plaza Sendero parking lots, which was 0.3% lower than the same period in 2023. In the second quarter of 2024, we finalized 102 lease agreements for 11,000 square meters of GLA through replacements and renewals, resulting in a lease spread of 13.7%, surpassing the 5% inflation rate. For the year to date, our accumulated lease spread stood at 11.1%, based on 27,000 square meters of replaced and renewed leases. From a maturity perspective, 51% of our GLA leases have long expiration horizon, extending to 2028 and beyond. These leases represent only 31% of the fixed rent. Our diligent team, in collaboration with exceptional tenant base, achieved a 100% collection efficiency throughout the second quarter, matching the invoiced amounts. This 100% collection rate was maintained over the six-month period. On ESG matters, we issued our annual report during the second quarter, and we are proud to share some achievements from our ESG initiatives. Our environmental efforts resulted in a 10% reduction in energy intensity and a 19% reduction in Scope 2 GHG emissions compared to 2019. We recycled 10 tons of PET and 469 tons of cardboard, and we reused 9% of water consumed. Socially, we provided an average of 29 training hours per team member and carried out 101 social impact initiatives in our shopping centers. In terms of governance, we reported zero relevant security incidents and responded to Amafortas ESG's assessment. Now, let us move to our financial results with Edgar.
Thank you, Hernán. For the second quarter 2024, NOI reached 347 million pesos, surpassing the same period in 2023 by 9%, or 29 million pesos. Accumulated NOI for the first half of 2024 totaled 678 million pesos compared to 615 million pesos in 2023, reflecting a year-over-year increase of 10%, or 63 million pesos. This increase in NOI is largely attributed to the opening of Sendero Ensenada Shopping Center. For the same shopping centers in the second quarter 2024, NOI was 332 million pesos, representing a 5% increase, or 14 million pesos. Over the six-month period, NOI for the same shopping centers was 663 million pesos, showing an 8% increase, or 48 million pesos. The NOI margin, calculated as a percentage of property revenues, stood at 89% for both second quarter of 2024 and the accumulated result for the first half of the year. This margin is consistent with that recorded in the second quarter of 2023, and it is one percentage point higher than the margin observed in the first half of 2023. I would like to emphasize that the NOI figures presented are on a cash flow basis rather than an accrued basis. While some companies may choose to present NOI on an accrued basis, we consider that reflecting on a cash flow basis provides greater accuracy, transparency, and supports better decision-making. Please note that, for ease of reference, if a comparison were to be made on an accrual basis, the company's NOI for the second quarter 2024 was 353 million pesos, representing a 9% increase compared to 324 million pesos in the second quarter 2023. For the six-month period in 2024, the NOI stood at 694 million pesos, a 12% increase compared to the same period of 2023, when NOI was 621 million pesos. For a comprehensive reconciliation between NOI on an accrued basis and a cash flow basis, please refer to our quarterly report available on our website under the investor section. Moving on to our accrued base indicators for the second quarter 2024, Acosta Verde earned total revenues 395 million pesos, representing a 9% increase compared to the same period last year. The increase is primarily due to an increase of 8%, or 34 million pesos, in total lease income. For the six-month period in 2024, the total revenue increased by 11% from 696 million pesos for the first half of 2023 to 770 million pesos for the same period in 2024. The operating EBITDA for the second quarter of 2024 was 296 million pesos, an increase of 7% compared to the second quarter of 2023. This increase continues to be primarily driven by higher lease income, especially from increased fixed rent. In accumulated figures, the operating EBITDA for the first half of the year reached 538 million pesos, an 11% increase compared to the same period of 2023. The operating EBITDA margin for the second quarter in 2024 was 73%, a 3% decrease from the same period last year. For the accumulated result, the operating EBITDA margin stood at 68%, same figure as the registered in the first half of 2023. For the second quarter 2024, the loan-to-value showed a positive trend comparing to year-over-year, decreasing 2 percentage points from 14% to 12%. Regarding total debt, at the end of June 2024, Acosta's total debt stood at 4,642 million pesos, reflecting a 6% decrease or 304 million pesos compared to the same period last year. This reduction was mainly due to the prepayment of loans associated with Sendero Mexicali and Trust 2715 to anchor stores. Acosta Verde's debt is denominated in Mexican pesos, while approximately 85% of our cash and equivalents are held in U.S. dollars. As of the end of June 2024, Acosta Verde's cash position was at 2,359 million pesos, representing a 5% decrease or 121 million pesos compared to the balance in December 2023. This concludes our presentation. Thank you all for your attention and interest. We're now ready to address any questions you may have. Operator, please open the floor for the Q&A session.
Thank you. We will now be conducting our question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question, press star one on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate that your line is in the question queue. You may press star two if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. Once again, to ask a question, press star one on your telephone keypad. One moment, please, while we pull for questions. Our first question comes from Felipe Barragán with BTG Pactual. Please state your question.
Hey, good afternoon, Acosta Verde team. My question is regarding the press release you guys published yesterday to the Bolsa Mexicana regarding some strategy to increase the liquidity of the stock. I'm just curious what sort of strategies you guys are looking at, if that may be, you know, maybe some M&A with another player to make it a bigger stock so it can be a little bit more attractive. Anything would be helpful on that end. Thank you.
Yes, hello. Thank you for your question. Yeah. As we mentioned in our publish, we're open to always look for better ways to get value for our investors. That's why we put our Evento Relevante yesterday, and we're always looking to create more value for the company.
Is there anything in particular, or is it just that, is it just that broad for now?
We put that because one day before Planigrupo published an Evento Relevante in which they ask for their investors for a proposal for Acosta Verde, which we are not known of any of that.
Got it. Very clear. And knowing that now, what are your thoughts on the potential transaction?
As we say, I would like to have more clear answers other than that, what I say. Continuously working effortlessly with our investment bank to create value for our investors, and there's nothing more to say other than that.
Got it. Thank you very much, guys.
Sure.
Once again, to ask a question, press star one on your telephone keypad. Press star two to remove yourself from the queue. We'll pause for a moment to see if there are any additional questions. Thank you. It appears to be no additional questions at this time. I'll now hand the floor back to Edgar Maldonado for closing remarks. Thank you.
That will conclude our program. Thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach us out. We appreciate your time and hope you have a great day.
Thank you. This concludes Acosta Verde's second quarter 2024 conference call. You may disconnect your device.